So for my reflective journal this week, I'm going to be discussing the topics of worth and value. So just off, just going off of that, the way I see worth and value is, worth is like the actual, in my opinion, like the actual cost of something, like his actual monetary value. So, you know, how cars have a certain worth, a house has a certain worth. And then as it relates to, in the health profession, like your different, values of worth go, it vary, from position to position. So, a lifeguard is going to be, his worth is going to be lower than a neurosurgeon, for example. So, and then your value is, in my opinion, I feel like your values, like your intangibles that you bring, like something that can't really be measured, just really what you bring to the table, and how you benefit, whether it be your company, your organization, your team. And in terms of athletic trainers, it would be the team that you're working with, or it could be in a clinic setting. So like just how valuable you are to that place or team. How do I feel ATs can better understand their worth or value? This is a super, super complicated question. Worth-wise, I feel like athletic trainers don't get their just due because we do put in so many hours typically. If you just look at the amount of hours our certifiers put in here at Emory and Henry, I don't think their pay really reflects that. So, just pretty much like you can come in one day at Emory. It's probably like, I'm sure it's like this at other colleges too, but you can come in 5 a.m., 6 a.m. in the morning for an early morning practice that a team has scheduled. And then I've seen certifiers not even leave until 9 o'clock in the same day, so pulling those 12-hour plus shifts can be very, very tolling on a person's body and mental state. And when you compare what physical therapists make, it's kind of in that same realm, but they make almost, it depends where you get a job, but almost 6 figures, and ATs don't even come close to that. So it's very hard to, in my opinion, for ATs to really understand their worth and value, because the profession is fairly new, and people really don't, the world ATs is still isn't as out there as we would like. Majority of people know what a physical therapist is, but a lot of people don't know what an athletic trainer is or what we do, so that's hard to answer right now. What other stakeholders could benefit from enhanced understanding? For that question, I feel like in terms of that, I just feel like anybody involved in athletics, anybody really that does a job that's so intensive and requires them to be, I guess you say, quote unquote, buried or super invested in their job, would definitely benefit from knowing the understanding worth versus value. This question makes me think about like how like first responders, for example, I'm pretty sure they know their worth and their value to society. So that's just a good example that popped into my head, I believe. Like first responders such as cops and EMTs and just stuff like that, them knowing their worth and value is what I guess it's what provides, gives them that passion to do what they want to do. Because you are that first line of life or death, pretty much. And ATEs kind of have the same responsibility. We're kind of like that first responder when it comes to injuries. Typically, the first one on the first one is first one on the site. So, any job that really requires somebody to be invested in their job all the way would definitely benefit from understanding worth and value, I feel like. And that's my journal for the week.